I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. We'll take you around the league at 1:45. Hopefully you didn't miss our Nats conversation. Earlier today when we told you we're following the Nats throughout the playoffs to Chicago as a show, which is cool, also just broke down what we're perceiving to be the pitching matchups. If you want more on the Nationals, you can listen to the DC Quick Pitch, available on iTunes, on play.it, and on thefandc.com as well. 1:45 today, we are giving away a 2K18 copy on Xbox 360 Entertainment System of NBA 2K. So make sure you keep listening at that time. Right now, though, I want to get into the Redskins. Who's got to play well if they're going to beat the Chiefs? The most important Redskin to a winning effort over a superior Kansas City team is... fill in that blank at 800-636-1067.
Easiest answer is always the quarterback, but I like to go beyond that. I think that's almost given, if that makes any sense. As I look at this matchup, to me, the bigger issue is, defensively, this group reminds me a lot of what Philadelphia just came in and did. They've got a superior cornerback to anybody that Philadelphia offers. But pass rush-wise, they've got a grown man, a Justin Houston, that gets after people. A really solid defensive line that has a bunch of different guys that have, you know, again, gotten after the passer with some effect. You got D Ford, you got Chris Jones, who's done a pretty good job. Alan Bailey, defensive lineman, has a couple of sacks as well. They're kind of a mirror of what the Eagles are, with a better secondary, minus Eric Berry. So I'm almost looking at, can you stop this Kansas City offense? Because nobody has yet. Nobody has done it. Nobody has mastered it. Nobody's dealt with all the tough assignments to stay at home, to stay in your lanes, to not buy all the play fakes, to play assignment sound and everything else. I need somebody to not only make the routine stop, but you got to turn them over. You got to make some of those explosive plays that they just haven't given up just yet. They've gone through these first three games and turned the football over one time, Kareem Hunt's first carry against the New England Patriots. That's it. You're beating Kansas City in their building, you need turnovers. Who's the guy most likely to generate one of those things? That's up for debate. I'd probably offer Ryan Kerrigan. I need old 91 to do more of the same. Except I need one of those strip sack fumbles. I need one of those, I got you in the backfield. Give me that rock. It's mine. It's not yours.
He did have a pick six in week one and a strip fumble in week two. He
certainly did. I need this team to have the football turned over. You need a couple of them if you're going to beat Kansas City because nobody stopped them yet. The only team that slowed them down for 1 second was Kareem Hunt's first carry. Since then, they have put up an awful lot of points and yards and been highly efficient.
I'm thinking DBs here because I'm thinking keeping Tyreek Hill from scoring on a 60-yard catch and run. Maybe that's Kendall Fuller working against him in the slot, but Hill also lines up on the outside a lot. He also lines up in the backfield plenty. There is no place where he lines up regularly in this offense. You can't say Josh Norman, you're D'ing up Tyreek Hill all day long. You got to be great. That's not the case. Rashad Breeland, you've got him. Focus on this kid. Well, okay, but what about the 67% of the time where he's not in front of me? He's all over. So I can't even go with DJ Swearinger, really, although I think DJ is an option. I'm going to go with Zach Brown. I think if Zach Brown and the inside linebacking core, whether Mason Foster's back, which I'm hoping he is, or it's a lot of Martrell Spate and nickel or Will Compton and base, if those guys can make sure tackles, run free, and make stops 3 yards and less at a time of Kareem Hunt, and they can keep him from routinely making big plays, mix in a sack for a guy like Zach Brown on a blitz from the interior, or you're talking takeaways, maybe a batted ball interception in the middle of the field. If Zach Brown has his best game yet, and he's had three good ones, I think the Redskins beat the Chiefs. So I'm going to go with a little bit of a hipster here, an inside linebacker. Who's got to be great for the Redskins to win on Monday night? That's what we're asking you guys. Give us a shout. Redskins fans, where are you at? 800-636-1067. James, I'll tell you where he is. He's in Fredericksburg, and he's on hold.
What's up, James?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
Let's forget about the defense for a minute because I don't think we're going to be able to stop the Chiefs. And Chris Thompson, I think they're going to key on him because the last game, he was just wide open. It was just unbelievable. As soon as he got the ball, there was nothing but clear sailing. I'm going to say the main guy would be Fat Rob. I think if Fat Rob and the big offensive lineman get that counter trade going again and we can keep that offense off the field, I think we've got a half-decent shot at staying with the Chiefs. But I'm going to go with Fat Rob for sure.
Thanks, buddy. Kelly's interesting because the last time we were seeing Rob Kelly play, he was doing some of the best running of the football he's done as a Redskin in
getting
a year
after.
And change. It was the L.A. game, first half. He had 12 carries in the first two quarters. He was up to 78 yards. He was averaging 6.5 a pop. He had the most running room I can ever remember him having. Gashing them, remember, at one point for 21 and 18 yards on back-to-back touches. He was almost at 80 yards in the first half. If he can pick up where he left off, because he didn't play in the second half of that game, then he missed the Oakland game, and Samaje Perine was not quite as good as he was 1 week earlier. Maybe we've got something here where Rob Kelly's starting to develop into a starting caliber tailback we don't have to worry about, which is not what I've labeled him as, or a lot of people have.
Now, again, sample is so early for these sorts of stats, so forgive me, okay? But still noteworthy. When you start talking about yards per pass attempt, okay, through three games, and it's not as if Kansas City's played a bunch of slouches. They went to New England and still have overall these cumulative numbers. They've given up 5.8 net yards per pass attempt. To put that into context, that is absurd. That is patently absurd that they've been that good against the pass. Against the rush, 4.3 yards per carry, that's kind of middle-of-the-road league average, okay, when you do it over the course of a whole season. If the caller's right and they can run the football, maybe you can do something in the passing game. But that's a big if to me. I think Kansas City probably early on says, we know what you're going to do. You're going to try to run it a couple times on first down, get stuffed, and then resort to the passing game, and then you're ours. Then you're playing into our hands. We're going to have a wonderful time. You get a pick. You get a sack. You get a return. You get everything, right? If the Redskins can do, I don't think a mirror image of that Rams game, because that's not on the cards. I don't think that's going to happen ever again, maybe in Redskins history, the way that they ran the football. I'm hyperbole there a little bit. But if you can run effectively against Kansas City, now some things are going to change. Because if you just drop back and pass, you ain't beating them.
I agree. And if you drop back and pass, they'll pin their ears back in obvious passing downs, and they're going to hit Kirk Cousins. It's not a coincidence that his most prolific performance and the one that so far has looked like vintage Cousins from 15 and 16 is the one game where they protected him well. George is in Manassas. What's up, George?
Summer up, George.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
So I think our offensive line needs to play extremely well. I think Justin Houston is having a heck of a season right now, and I think that our right tackle, Morgan Moses, needs to do a great job. He did a great job last week, I think, against Khalil Mack. And when Justin Houston lines up on the outside, he's always a threat.
Completely agree. Moses is so important this week. That's actually a really smart call.
Can you leave him on an island?
Mack had the one sack where he beat Moses pretty handily. That play was a drive ender. If you had another two of those over the course of the game on scoring drives, that's a different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened that Morgan Moses held his own and played really well. Week before that, he got banged up. Week one, he was playing in so much pain, he basically left in a walking boot from the locker room. He was not good. And the Redskins lost, and Kirk Cousins was harassed the entire game. Houston is as good a pass rusher as they will face the rest of the season. I still think Mack is better, but Justin Houston, just from a sheer get-to-the-quarterback standpoint, is as good as anyone on their schedule the rest of the way.
Agreed. Agreed. He is fantastic. He's dynamic. He's strong. He's fast. The whole thing. He's, you know, the guy that doesn't get talked about enough because he was banged up a little bit last year. But let's not forget, we're not that far removed from 20-plus sacks from that dude. He is the real deal and filthy.
800-636-1067. You want to hop aboard. I got a couple other guys that are going to have to shine. I know Danny does as well, and we'll get to your calls. Redskin, that is the most important to a winning effort against the Chiefs. Don't be lazy and tell us Cousins. Get inside the numbers here and dig a little deeper. We'll also go around the league with you next on The Fan.
Guys, I'm a fantasy football freak. You know that about me. I'm in 10 season-long leagues. I also play DFS every week, right? You love it. I love those things. The best part about weekly fantasy is what? Not tied to a roster, right? You're after David Johnson, womp, womp, you're out of luck. Or the best part about playing regular long-season fantasy is the draft, right? Well, how about an app? Here's the hint. It's called the Draft app. That combines both of those things in a new festival of wonderment. It's like the burrito of fantasy. Just a bunch of great things wrapped up in an even more delicious thing. It's so much fun. Go to the App Store, search for Draft. It'll pop right up. Make your deposit. Get planned for cold, hard cash. And by the way, how about an 80% better chance to win on Draft than the regular salary cap sites? Did I mention there's no salary cap? Just your players that you draft, real live snake drafts. Take about 5 minutes or less. Set your lineup. And forget it. It is so much fun. I've been doing it each week of the season. I've already got a couple drafts in for week four. I'll do a couple more this afternoon. In fact, I did one last week during a commercial break for this radio program. That's how quick it goes. It is so much fun. And right now, use my promo code 1067Danny. That's 1067Danny. When you make your first deposit, use that promo code. You get a free game. Go to draft.com or find Draft in the App Store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.